Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we welcome you back to another lovely episode on the silsila, Discourses of Attar. At the beginning of the silsila, please make as many good intentions as you possibly can. Remember, the more good intentions you make, inshaAllah ta'ala, the more reward you will earn. Make good intentions, for example, that I will listen to this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will try to implement and practice upon whatever points they are. I will note down the important points. I will teach them and encourage them to others, my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends, my society. In this manner, the more good intentions you make, inshallah, the more good rewards you will receive, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings for reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat upon our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of hadith that our beloved Master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated that person who recites durood, salawat, or salutations upon me 200 times on a Jumu'ah, 200 times on a Friday, then 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you seen? Have you heard? We all desire for our sins to be forgiven by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is one very good manner, very good way in fact, for our sins to be forgiven, to continuously send in abundance durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, that person who delays in paying his debt without any valid reason, that person will be regarded as a wrongdoer. And this is in fact forbidden to do so. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has narrated in Kimiya al-Sa'adat, that person who takes a debt and he intends, he has a pure intention that he will pay back this debt, Allah Azza wa Jal appoints malaika, some angels, for his security, and they make dua for his debt to be paid back. Subhanallah. Now, if the person who has taken a debt, he is capable of repaying it, but he delays the payment without the creditor's consent, then delaying it even for a moment is a sin, and the borrower will be considered cruel and oppressive, a zalim. Whether he is observing fast or sleeping, sins will continuously be recorded in his account, meaning his sins will keep increasing. And all the time, he will be continuously under the curse of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because he has the ability to pay back, but he does not pay back. This is such a sin that it remains with that person even when he is asleep. If he can pay off the debt by selling his belongings, he is bound to do so. Otherwise, he will be a sinner. If in the compensation of this debt, he gives something to that creditor which the creditor does not like, then even then he will be a sinner, and he will be accused of the crime of not paying back the debt, although having the ability to do so, and until the creditor forgives him. Because this act is a major sin, but people consider it as something minor. Not paying back the debt when you are able to is a major sin. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when people are in need, they flatter those who are rich and they also make false promises. Many people do this, in fact. Why? In order to borrow some money. But once they acquire and obtain this money, they do not even bother to repay it. What the ego, the nafs desires is that such a person should pay the debt back to the creditor along with much thanks and praises. But what happens today is that if at most, if the debt is paid off, first, the creditor is frustrated by the delaying. And secondly, the money is returned time to time in little amounts instead of the lump sum. Remember, to annoy the creditor without a valid reason is also a display of cruelty. We should not do this, especially as Muslims. Commonly, traders are habitual of delaying the payment by telling the creditor that they should come another day or at another time. And though the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, does not permit, they frustrate the creditors despite having the money to repay that debt. They don't bother that they are creating great harms for themselves actually. If you have money available and you plan to pay off the debts in the evening, what will restrict you from paying it back early in the morning? Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the violation of human rights, huququl ibad, we say, is very, very serious for a person's afterlife, the akhirah. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Harb, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, many people will die being wealthy with plenty of good deeds. Dear viewers, listen to this carefully. He says, many people will die being wealthy and they will have many good deeds. But because of the violation of human rights, huququl ibad, they will lose all their deeds on the day of judgment, and therefore they will become poor and needy. Sayyidina Abu Talib, Muhammad bin Ali Makki, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has stated in the famous book, Qutul Qulub, mostly people will be thrown into the hellfire due to the sins of others. Due to the sins of others, not because of their own sins. He further says that the sins of others will be transferred into their account because of the violation of human rights, the violation of huququl ibad. Similarly, a great number of people will enter Jannah, will enter paradise because, not of their own deeds, but because of others' good deeds, upon receiving the good deeds from others. It is apparent that those whose feelings were hurt, whose rights were violated in the dunya, in this world, they will be receiving the good deeds of others. So, the oppressed, the mazloom, and the tortured ones, they will be benefited much on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from being a zalim, from being oppressors, and from being oppressed. This matter of human rights, what we call huququl ibad in our beautiful deen of Islam, is something that requires great consideration. Unfortunately, today, besides the common people, even many influential people, they don't pay attention to this. Nowadays, anger is widespread. In fact, a widespread disease today. This anger causes even the decent people to hurt the feelings of others. And they don't even realize that to hurt one's feelings with the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, does not permit, is haram. Absolutely, totally forbidden, and leads to Jahannam, the pits of the fire of hell. Our master, the Mujaddid, the reviver of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has narrated in Fatawa Razawiyya, volume 24, page 342, with the reference of Tabarani. He says, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man adha musliman faqad adhani wa man adhani faqad adhallah." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, meaning the one who caused annoyance to a Muslim, that is where the Sharia does not permit, has caused annoyance to me. And the one who has caused annoyance to me has caused annoyance to Allah Azza wa Jal. Our merciful Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in chapter 22, Suratul Ahzab, verse 57, regarding those who cause annoyance to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, those who annoy Allah and His noble Prophet, upon them is Allah's curse in the world and in the hereafter. And Allah has kept prepared a disgraceful torment for them. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if you have ever caused trouble or harm to somebody, whether he is your elder brother, your father, your wife, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, even influential people like the president or the prime minister, your teacher, your spiritual guide, the muazzin, the imam, the khatib, or anybody else, then immediately seek repentance, make tawbah in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal without hesitation, and also remember to ask forgiveness from that particular person whom you have hurt, and win him over, as the terrible torments and azab of hell is unbearable. Listen carefully. Sayyiduna Yazid bin Shajarah, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said, Jahannam, hell, has border lines like the coastline of the sea, which is inhabited, these coastlines of Jahannam. They are inhabited by snakes similar to quick-paced camels and scorpions similar to mules. When the sinners in Jahannam, in hell, when they will ask for their pain to be reduced, decreased, they will be ordered to escape from the borders. The moment that they will try to move to these borders, the snakes will catch them from their lips and faces and will rip their skins. The sinners will run towards the fire to save themselves. They will run back towards the fire to save themselves. Then they will be made to suffer from a disease that will cause intense itching. They will scratch their skins to such an extent, their flesh will be scraped off and only their bones will be remaining. It will then be proclaimed, "Oh, so and so, are you feeling pain?" He will reply affirmatively. Then it will be said that this is the recompense of the pain that you used to cause to the Muslims. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, a Muslim does not hurt another Muslim. Instead, his task is to prevent the Muslims from being hurt by anything or anybody. Sayyiduna Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj Qushayri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has reported in the famous Sahih Muslim that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "I saw a person roaming in Jannah, in paradise, that he goes anywhere he wills, because in this world he had cut down a tree from the pathway that caused trouble to the people." Subhanallah. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, through his uswa-e-hasana, that is, his virtuous character, has outlined glorious teachings for us to protect the rights of fellow beings. Let us see the glimpse of his beautiful and perfect noble character. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced publicly at the time of his apparent demise, "If I am liable to pay somebody's debt, if I have caused damage to somebody's life, property or name, then I present my life, property and dignity. Take revenge in this world. None of you should worry that I will be displeased with him if he takes revenge from me. This is not my virtue. If somebody's right is due upon me," Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa says, "if somebody's right is due upon me, I would like that either he receive recompense from me or he forgives me." Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, one who is liable for restoring a right to somebody, he should restore it to him and he should not think that he will fall into disgrace, since disgrace caused in this world is a lot easier than that in the hereafter." Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen of the Muslims, the third successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam, he said to one of his slaves, "I had once twisted your ear, so take revenge for that from me." Subhanallah. Our merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "A perfect Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are secure and protected. And a perfect immigrant is one who refrains from what Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden." Regarding this beautiful hadith, the renowned commentator, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmadiyyar Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stated, "A perfect Muslim is one who is a Muslim from all points of view, whether shar'i or literal. A mu'min, a true believer, is one who refrains from ghibah, backbiting of another Muslim. He refrains from abusing, from taunting, tale-bearing. He does not beat anybody, nor does he write anything against a Muslim." He wrote further that, "A perfect immigrant is one who, besides leaving his homeland, also refrains from committing sins." Or literally, to withdraw from committing sins is also termed as migration, and it will continue forever. The Knower of the Unseen, the owner of Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "It is not permissible for a Muslim to point at another Muslim with the eyes in such a way that it hurts him." At another place, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "It is not permissible for a Muslim to frighten another Muslim." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have come to know that a Muslim is a protector and a well-wisher of other Muslims. To quarrel with each other is not the conduct of Muslims. It causes major problems, as Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Ismail alayhi rahmatullahi al-bari, he has narrated in his hadith collection of Sahih Bukhari. He says, Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great Sahaba ikram, he has stated, "The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out to tell us about the night of Shabbi Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Two Muslims were quarreling, they were arguing. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 'I had come to inform you about Laylatul Qadr, but so and so persons were arguing and quarreling. Therefore, specifying Laylatul Qadr was cancelled.'" Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are alarming lessons for us in this mentioned hadith. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, imagine, was about to specify the exact night of Shabbi Qadr. of Lailatul Qadr. But the quarreling, the arguments of two Muslims prevented this, and so Shab-e Qadr, Lailatul Qadr, was made secret forever. Taking this as an example, just imagine that how dangerous it is to quarrel with each other. But who can make those who like to fight, who can make them understand? These days, some Muslims are seen saying proudly, one cannot live in this world with fair dealings. So, we are gentle with the gentle, and we are as wrongdoers with the wrongdoer. And they don't just say this, they even prove it. Sometimes, on a minor issue, arguing erupts first, which leads to fighting, ending up with the use of daggers and guns. It is so disappointing that some Muslims today, despite being a Muslim, kill each other. They burn shops, cars, other belongings of the public, public property, or even private property. They represent themselves in different manners. Then I belong to this caste, I belong to this language group, and they conduct these mischievous and evil actions. Oh, the Muslims, you were the protectors of one another. What has happened to you? What has happened to us? Ask ourselves. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, in brotherhood, in kindness and mercy, believers are like one body. So if one organ gets hurt, the whole body feels the pain. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of our Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, grant us the true understanding of deen. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the dhulm and oppression of the zalimeen, of the oppressors. And may Allah Azza wa Jal not make us oppressors, nor make us amongst the oppressed. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.